Migrants in New York City pocketing $3,000 a month working illegally while the city foots their bills. By Elaine Mallon on September 23, 2023. New York City is paying $385 a night per migrant family while some of them are making $3,000 a month working illegally as delivery drivers. Migrants are costing the city $10 million each day, according to Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine, the Daily Mail reported. Migrants staying at the Roosevelt are being fed and their rooms are being cleaned. With all of their expenses met, some migrants and asylum seekers have taken up part-time work as delivery drivers for Uber, which is illegal for them to do. A 24-year-old Venezuelan man has made $1,500 every 2 weeks just from delivering food. The Daily Mail reports that the migrants do not have driver's licenses, and many of them are driving scooters without license plates. Others found work at Home Depot. But on Wednesday, the Biden administration granted temporary protected status, TPS, to nearly 500,000 Venezuelans waiting for asylum. With this move, they will now be able to legally work in the United States. Since spring 2022, 110,000 migrants have flooded New York City, which is a sanctuary city. This is leading officials to reevaluate the right to shelter. We're back in court next week to really say, I don't think that the right to shelter as it was originally written should be applied to this humanitarian crisis in its present form. And William Zisim, the deputy mayor for Health and Human Services, said. Mayor Adams has pleaded for state and federal aid, with the migrant crisis estimated to cost the city $12 billion over the next 3 years. Last week, 10 protesters were arrested after migrants were prevented for several hours from exiting the bus on which they had just arrived. Watch, Sergeant Betsy Smith, everybody wants to be a sanctuary city until the illegals actually show up.